This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Mahashivaratri festival dedicated to Lord Shiva being celebrated across Nepal today. Election Commission allows to conduct election campaigns for House of Representatives elections from midnight to night, urges political parties and candidates to comply with code of conduct. Nepal eliminated from group stage of ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026 after 9-wicket defeat to West Indies. And Iran and US to hold second round of talks over Tehran's nuclear program next week in Geneva. Now the news in detail. The Mahashivaratri festival is being celebrated across the country today. The day falls on the Phalgun Krishna Chaturdashi, the 14th day of the first half of the lunar month of Phalgun, is considered the most auspicious for Lord Shiva. From early morning, devotees took ritual baths in the rivers and ponds, visiting Shiva temples and offering prayers. On the occasion of Mahashivaratri, the Pasupati Area Development Trust kept all four gates of Pasupatinath Temple open since 2 a.m. this morning. Today, along with Pasupatinath Temple, there was also a crowd of devotees at Shiva temples in the valley, such as Gokarneshwar and Doleshwar. Similarly, there was a throng of devotees performing prayers and worships with great enthusiasm at Shiva temples outside the capital as well. President Ramchandra Padel today attended a special ceremony organized by the Nepali Army marking the Mahashivaratri Festival and Army Day. Today marks the 263rd Army Day. A contingent of Nepali Army presented a guard of honor to President, who also serves as the Supreme Commander of the Nepali Army. The Nepali Army celebrates its establishment in conjunction with the Shivaratri festival, which marks the birthday of Lord Shiva. According to Vedic beliefs, Shiva symbolizes peace and security. As part of the celebrations, President Padel also launched the annual magazine Sipahi, published by the Nepali Army Directorate of Public Relations and Information. Meanwhile, soldiers of the Nepali Army marked the occasion with the celebratory rifle and artillery fire, accompanied by grand parades. The Election Commission has announced that political parties, candidates and their sister organizations will be allowed to conduct the election campaigns starting from midnight tonight. Speaking at a press conference held at the commission today, Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Pandari said that as per the commission's predetermined schedule, political parties, candidates, supporters and their sister organizations can carry out election campaign activities. The activities include publicity, meetings, seminar and door-to-door campaigns from 12 midnight tonight until 12 midnight on the 2nd of March. The Acting Chief Election Commissioner said that while conducting campaign activities, political parties and candidates must comply with the code of conduct as committed to the Commission. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has printed and faxed ballot papers for 155 electoral constituencies of 67 districts so far. The number of ballot papers as of now totals 19,124,000 and they are ready for a dispatch. Now, printing and faxing of 1.19 million ballot papers for remaining 10 districts is awaited. Meanwhile, most of the political parties and candidates vying for the upcoming House of Representatives elections are making their election manifestos public. Election Commission Joint Secretary Agge Prasad Bhattarai said that the Election Commission is yet to get the details, but several political parties and candidates have submitted their election manifestos for the March 5th House of Representatives elections. Today, Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Ujjalo Party Nepal and Nepal Mazdoor Kisan Party announced their election manifestos. Likewise, the Nepali Congress and the CP and UML are preparing to unveil their election manifestos soon. A trial operation of the 132 kV double circuit transmission line connecting Thamgas, the district headquarters of Gulmi, to Burtiwang of Baglung began today. The trial test was launched by the Nepal Electricity Authority. The transmission line was developed under the Burtibang Paudi Amarai Tamkas Sandikarka Guru Singhi 132 kV transmission line project and has been extended through various local levels of Gulmi and Baglung districts. Project Chief Manoj Chaudhary said that the transmission line will undergo the trial run for 2 days before being brought into regular operation. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Fiber Internet, Nepal Telecom go back. Internet, TV, telephone, data, ekasa.
Karma TV, henus, ya internet, chalaunus, phone garnus, data, chalaunus, sajilocha, ekasa.
Fiber Internet, tibra gati ko sansar. Telephone, internet, TV, sabai kura ma bharma. Nepal Telecom ko Fiber Internet. नयाँ चडान गर्न तथा मर्मत गर्न घरमै बसी बसी 198 डायल गरे पुग्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
वेलकम ब्याक. ए स्पोर्ट्स अपडेट. Nepal has been eliminated from the group stage of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026 after suffering its third consecutive defeat. Today, Nepal lost to West Indies by 9 wickets, marking its third straight loss in the tournament. Earlier, Nepal had been defeated by Italy and England in its previous 2 matches. The ICC T20 World Cup is currently underway at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai of India. In today's match, Nepal was invited to bat first after losing the toss. The team posted a 132-run target at the loss of 8 wickets in 20 overs. In reply, West Indies chased down the target in just 15.2 overs, losing only 1 wicket. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Iran and the United States will hold a second round of talks over Tehran's nuclear program next week, the Swiss Foreign Ministry said Saturday. Oman, which welcomed the first round of indirect talks on February 6th, will host the talks in Geneva, news agency AP cited the Swiss ministry as saying, without specifying which days. After the first discussions, U.S. President Donald Trump warned Tehran that failure to reach an agreement with his administration would be very traumatic. Trump has repeatedly threatened to use force to compel Iran to agree to constraint in its nuclear program. Iran, however, has said that it would respond with an attack of its own. Gulf countries, on the other hand, have warned any attack could spiral in another regional conflict. Iran has insisted its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was killed using a poison developed from the dart frog toxin, the UK and the European allies have said. According to the BBC, 2 years on from the death of Navalny at the Siberian penal colony, Britain and its allies have blamed the Kremlin following analysis of material samples found on his body. Speaking from the Munich Security Conference, Foreign Secretary Evette Cooper said only the Russian government had the means, motive and opportunity to use the poison while Navalny was imprisoned in Russia. According to TASS news agency, Moscow has dismissed the finding as an information campaign. While Cooper announced the findings, a joint statement was issued by the UK, Sweden, France, Germany and the Netherlands. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast hazy conditions in a few places of the Terai region. The weather will be partly cloudy in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Kusi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, while the remaining areas will be mainly fair. There is also a possibility of light rainfall and snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and Himalayan region of these provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Mahashivaratri festival dedicated to Lord Shiva being celebrated across Nepal today. Election Commission allows to conduct election campaigns for House of Representatives elections from midnight to night. urges political parties and candidates to comply with code of conduct. Nepal eliminated from group stage of ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026 after 9-wicket defeat to West Indies, and Iran and US to hold second round of talks over Tehran's nuclear program next week in Geneva. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.